then medical records usually contain different type of content, and one of these is medical forms. All the forms should be of good quality so that the medical record can be kept or preserved for the longer period of time. They are also able to withstand frequent handling. The proper medical forms and the economical pricing of the medical forms also reduces the cost of medical record in long run. Therefore papers having lowest initial cost may not be cheapest in the long run, because if you look at the cost, you will not look at the quality. And although you can buy the bulk of the paper in very thrown away price, but since the quality of the paper is not good, the medical forms cannot withstand longer duration of preservation or handling and will give away. So do not always go on the money, also go on the quality. The medical record should be ideally 8.5 inches to 11 inches in size, which is the most common size of inpatient medical record used by nursing staff. The inpatient medical record means the patient who has been admitted in the ward and receiving treatment in the ward according to the illness by doctor's order. An order is written by the nurses who follow the doctor's order in day-to-day round. Then outpatient records are those patients who do not get admitted, who takes treatment in OPD basis. They are identified by the typical OPD number and patient alpha index, which is an important identification ticket which contains the name of the patient, the registration number, the unit of the doctor, the different category of the medical department, and also the date with the contact number. This is usually given in a laminated form so that the laminated paper can be preserved by the patient as and when required, and they can be reproduced as and when required. When the patient comes to the hospital, if they only bring their identity ticket, that is known as patient alpha index, the whole medical illness of the patient can be retrieved. That is where the patient, what was the illness the patient was suffering from, under which consultant the patient was admitted, what is the duration of illness, what are the medications the patient is having, then any adverse drug reaction noted in the from the previous history, so that the history of drug allergy also become evident. So simple patient index will help in retrieving this important information. The size of the OPD record which is recommended is 9 into 6 inches, but in some hospital 8.5 to 11 inches, same as the inpatient record, is also permitted for the outpatient record, in order to decrease confusion between the outpatient medical record and inpatient medical record. Coding of the disease is according to International Classification of Disease Coding System. The coding is based on the provisional diagnosis and confirmatory diagnosis after the disease is investigated and confirmed. The coding is very important, especially when you issue the death certificate, because the disease which has led to the death of the patient is very important, and death certificate is issued according to Indian Birth and Death Registration Act 1969, which allow to issue the death certificate noting the three causes: the terminal cause, the underlying cause, and associated cause of death. This is usually given by the holding authorities or assigning authorities, usually municipal bodies or large corporate house, after the death of the patient has occurred within 7 days, whereas birth certificate can be issued within 14 days. These certificates are very important from the insurance point of view, then Workmen Compensation Act, then solving the different property issue, etc. Now, the characteristic of the good medical record. The characteristics of the good medical record is that it must be complete. it must contain sufficient data which should be written in a proper sequence or event to justify the diagnosis and to justify the treatment given. There should be adequate note about how the patient was brought to the hospital, what were the signs and symptoms elicited, how the patient's clinical condition improved after giving the treatment, what was the patient's course of clinical nature of disease while stay in the hospital, any complication which has occurred, the different type of treatment, that is diagnostic or therapeutic given, and what was the condition of the patient at the time of discharge. So all the sequence of the event from the admission to the discharge, if it is arranged in a sequential manner, it is called adequate and accurate. That is, the record gives the sequential clinical event with right information, and it gives the information point to point, which is easy to understand, and therefore the record is known as comprehensive record. For example, if the patient comes with a history of chest pain, the patient investigated, diagnosed to have the major blockage in left ascending artery and left circumflex artery, where the blockage is more than 90% on coronary angiography. Based on this, the patient was taken up for percutaneous angioplasty, and the blockage site was opened by using the medicated stent, and patient condition with left ventricular ejection fraction before the angioplasty, which was 22%, has improved up to 55%. So this is a clinical note which shows how the patient was at the time of admission and how well the patient became at the time of discharge. This type of record is known as complete, accurate and comprehensive medical record. Then proper abbreviation should be used, which is universally acceptable, because sometimes the record is filled by RMOs who may not be trained or familiar with medical terminology, and they are not well aware with universally accepted terminology. For example, nail by mouth, NBM, is important, but nail by hand, that is not an accepted terminology. And if the RMOs or the resident doctor write these things which is not understood by the other person, it means the wrong abbreviation has been used. The maintenance of the medical record should be done in such a way that it is economically feasible for the hospital, because the record has to be preserved for 5 to 7 years. That is why electronic health record and microfilming of the medical record is very important. The medical record should be of proper size, properly maintained, and it should be properly planned. And medical records should be made available as and when required without any undue delay, like when summoned by the court, where the medical record has to be produced or reproduced within 72 hours. The medical record is very important from patient point of view, from administration point of view, for medical profession point of view, for conducting research, and from medico-legal purpose point of view, and also from the Consumer Protection Act point of view. The medical record, which is very important from the patient point of view, is that it tells us in what condition the patient was brought and how well the patient became after getting the treatment. So it shows the proper planning of the medical care. It shows the dedication of the care imparted by the doctor and the hospital. It also reflects the policy of the hospitals. These are very important in the case of medico-legal cases where the patient has been brought in very asphyxiated with very poor vitals, and because of the prompt, aggressive and resuscitative care, the patient condition has improved. This is very important when there is a suicidal attempt by taking organophosphorus poisoning. Then the patient was admitted, given gastric lavage, treated with antidote, and the condition of the patient improved and death has been prevented. So these form the vital record. From the hospital administration point of view, the medical record is very important because it tells you what were the number of the days the patient stayed in the hospital, then what was the duration of the length of the stay of the hospital. When you want to calculate the important biostatistics of the patient, you can know the bed occupancy of the patient at that particular period. You can know the average length of the patient stay. You can find out number of the death occurring in particular year, the number of the death occurring due to a specific cause, and this is very important when you want to calculate specific death rate, specific birth related to low birth weight, then number of the deliveries that are conducted in the hospital and required LSCS, that is lower segment caesarean section, number of the deliveries conducted by forceps, number of the deliveries which are conducted normal, etc. And from the hospital administration point of view, it is also very important to retrieve the record, particularly in relation to the planning the future expansion and adding facilities to the hospital. For example, from the medical record point of view, you will come to know which facilities were mostly utilized by the patient during the stay, so that you can accordingly plan the expansion of laboratory services, physiotherapy, radiological services, etc. You can also give the document related to the cost the patient has to bear during their indoor stay in the hospital, etc. The medico-legal point of view, medical records are very important because they become sole evidence in the court of law regarding the management of the patient. Means, how was the patient managed due to medico-legal cases during the stay in the hospital. Medical records are needed for settling down the insurance and related claim. The insurance may be the government supported insurance like United India Insurance, or private insurance like ICICI Lombard or Reliance Healthcare insurance policies. They form a basis for issuing the medical certificate, particularly in relation to sickness certificate, quarantine leave, accident leave, etc. They are also useful for settling down the payment of different compensation under the Workmen Compensation Act. Then evidence provided by the medical record used to indicate whether the patient was in normal mental state or not at the time of making the will. This is very important in the case where the patient makes dying declaration in the front of coroner's judge, especially when the facility of coroner's court is available. It protects the hospital as well as doctor in the case of medical negligence filed on them, and also the case of malpractice. Medical records serves as an important role in the investigation of crime, such as cases of assault, homicide, suicide, rape, murder, etc. The consent obtained from the patient before the operation also helped in knowing whether the patient has been explained about the fatal outcome of the operation and relative understood the fate of the operation before giving the consent. If the patient was not in the position to give the consent for the surgery, then the consent is also very important. In the case of the consent for operation from the minor, usually below 15 years of age, when the person is not considered mature and the consent is given by fathers, mothers or first degree relative or the guardian who has adopted the child. Medical record is also very important to do the different type of research. In India, the main research body requiring the medical record is usually attached to teaching medical colleges and hospital, and one of the premier institution doing lot of research is Indian Council of Medical Record Research, that is ICMR. The medical record is very important to do retrospective case study, then longitudinal study, then different type of cohort study, etc. And this research is important to take the grant from abroad for developing and strengthening the hospital with innovative drugs, innovative instrument, increasing the asset of faculty in the in the hospital, and research is also important to create good image of the hospital in the world of medical science, because this is an era of medical tourism, and also one doctor wants to propagate their important treatment skill to the world, especially when they have used the specific drug for the protection of particular disease, when they have saved the life of the patient by doing particular type of surgery which was not done before or anywhere in the world. So these type of research papers can be usually documented in the international conferences, seminars, symposium, etc. Now, one of the important aspect of the hospital is hospital engineering and maintenance service, because hospital cannot run if the hospital is not maintained or built with the proper planning. This is important part of public health department, because most of the hospital, particularly the government hospital, are public hospital, and they are run by the engineering department meant for public health, which is known as PhD, public health department. They may be done with the local PhD engineers, or may require consultation from the renowned hospital planning and designing, such as Hosmac India Private Limited or Hospital Corporation Client India Private Limited. And hospital engineering services are very important to develop the physical facilities and the maintenance of the hospital building, particularly the hospital building, hospital sewage and drainage system, hospital furnitures, hospital electrical department, etc. So one of the important maintenance department in the hospital is the hospital electrical maintenance department, hospital biomedical waste management department, hospital sewage and sewerage department, hospital oxygen plant maintenance department, etc. Other department which is concerned with the maintenance work is hospital carpentry and air conditioning unit. The hospital civil and engineering department is mainly concerned with the proper construction of the hospital building, with the proper disposal of the liquid biomedical waste, by proper developing the sewage and the drainage system, proper construction of the new hospital building with giving ample space for future expansion. And this is mainly based if the hospital is designed and planned in a better manner, and this type of planning is known as the strategic planning of the hospital. For example, initially the hospital were not planned to look for the different type of innovative procedure. For example, initially the patients were operated for only doing the balloon angioplasty, but nowadays the patients are operated by different type of biodegradable stent, or by using different type of medical stent. And if the patient is subjected to coronary artery bypass surgery, then this type of patients are also treated by different techniques of CABG surgery. Nowadays the different surgical units not only require giving treatment to the dead tissue and the ischemic tissue, but also replacing the dead tissue. And nowadays one of the important cost center of all the hospital is organ transplant unit, like liver transplant, kidney transplant, skin transplant, cornea transplant, etc. And most of these hospitals gain lot of revenue mainly from the international patient, where they undergo this type of transplant surgery. Recently we have read in the newspaper about the green hospital corridor and easy transfer of the patient, particularly the heart transplant, from the Pune to Fortis group of hospital, where it was done and the patient is surviving. So previously nobody thought of saving the patient life by doing the heart transplant, which has been made into reality, that is dream come true, by getting operated in Fortis group of hospital as Mulund by renowned cardiothoracic surgeon Dr. Anubhoy Mule. Hospital electrical maintenance department. Hospital electrical maintenance department mainly concerned with the maintenance work related to the electrical supply, like changing of the exposed electrical wiring, then finding out the loopholes in the underground cables if the hospital electrical map is available with the hospital maintenance department, putting the hospital electrical supply to the alternative source of power supply so that uninterrupted power supply is maintained in the hospital, either through the uninterrupted power supply or through the generator system or through the alternative transformer, so that the hospital can function its day-to-day activities smoothly, like running of the operation theater, running of the ICU, NICU, burn unit, emergency unit, etc. Then the lift service of the hospital, which is mostly electrically driven, can also work very smoothly, especially in the cities like Bombay, which requires the vertical transport of the patient in the high-rise building because of the limited land space, which do not allow the hospital to grow or expand horizontally. And if there is a case of power breakdown or uninterrupted power supply, then this alternative source may become the source of power supply and do not hamper the functioning of the hospital. Hospital biomedical engineering department is also very important department of the hospital, because hospital has got mostly costly and sophisticated instrument, and therefore whenever the instrument is installed into the hospital, it is very important to sign the annual maintenance contract, like different type of operating microscope, different type of microscope used during laparoscopic surgery, organ transplant, then open heart surgical unit, then different type of microscope like electron microscope, then different type of machine used in the hospital casualty like central oxygen line, DC shock, defibrillator, pulse oximeter, air conditioning, HEPA filter, etc. Therefore, the installation of this instrument is not very important, but also the proper maintenance and proper functioning of these instruments is also very important. The different instrument used in the pathology and blood bank, which require the different maintenance, is ultrasonic cleaner, electron microscope, gas and liquid chromatographer, automatic auto analyzer, then hemoglobin electrophoresis machine, etc. Hospital carpentry and plumbing department. Hospital carpentry and plumbing department looks after the hospital furniture made of woods, like benches on which the patient and the relative sit, doctor's chair, examination table, nursing table, tables lying in the dining hall. Nowadays, maintenance cost is recurrent, so these wooden items are replaced by metallic and stainless steel furniture, which require less pest control, durability is more, they are lighter in weight, and recurrent maintenance cost is also less. But they require proper painting, proper varnishing, and proper assembly. The hospital ventilation and air conditioning unit is known as HVAC, where H stands for heating, V stands for ventilation, and AC stands for air conditioning unit. The guideline for designing the ventilation system is that the fresh air can only pass into the hospital ward if there is doors, windows or ventilators at least 7.62 meter from the floor. The boiler room should be provided with sufficient air exhaust fans so that the hot air from the room is sucked by the exhaust fan and passed to the outside environment, and cool air from the outside is passed into the ward, making it comfortable for the person working in the hot boiler room, such as autoclave, hot air oven, which are very commonly used in central sterile and supply department. Exhaust outlet from these area may get contaminated if they are located above the roof level, so it should be located in such a way that it minimizes the chances of contamination and also allow the circulation of exhaust air from the building into the outer atmosphere without any hurdle. The bottom of ventilation system opening should be at least 60 meter from the floor area. Efficient ventilation. It is called efficient ventilation when there is constant supply of the cool air which maintain the temperature of 18 to 21 degrees centigrade, provide humidification of 50 to 60%. When the air passes through high efficiency particulate air filter, that is HEPA filter, which has the efficiency to filter the particulate matter from 0.5 to 1 micron level, which can filter off 99.8% of the contaminant and deliver it with the fresh air which is drawn from outside in a vertically downward position. So this type of ventilation system fulfilling the above criteria with relation to the temperature, with relation to the purification, with relation to the humidity is known as efficient ventilation system. The guideline for sanitary and plumbing system in the hospital is that the filters should be non-absorptive and should be resistant to different acid like sulfuric acid, hydrosulfuric acid, oxalic acid, etc. The photoelectric device or infrared sensor should be preferably be used for sink wash basin. The floor should be made non-slippery and as and when required additional rubber bed which increases the friction and make the floor non-slippery should be used. Mirrors should not be provided in the place of hand washing, food preparation and scrub area in the OT because the people have the common habit of combing the hair and in this way they may pass the contaminant from the hair or comb into the operation theater or into the food material and this should be avoided. Preferable water supply, potable water supply and drainage system. It should be designed to provide sufficient pressure at all water outlet or valve. The valve should be checked regularly, particularly in relation to the position. The hot water with comfortable temperature with functioning of the geyser should be provided. Now, bacteriological quality of the drinking water. Then drinking water must not be detected with E. coli or thermotolerant coliriform bacteria at least in any of the 100 ml samples taken. Then water that is treated and that is regulated in the supply system must not detect E. coli or thermotolerant coliform bacteria and total chloriform bacterial count must not be detected in any of the 100 ml sample taken. Then treated water in distribution system must be such that in most of the 100 ml sample taken there is 95% sample free from these bacteria which is taken at an interval of any 12 months.